Well, thanks, Grant. You, again, are our artist friend who has texted us several times. He's somewhat newer to the show, I think. And he stumbled across our show, and he's chiming in with his thoughts.
Okay.
I'm with you, Grant. And this is this is why the listeners of the show have gained the moniker "the astute listeners."
They listen.
Hashtag be astute. He says, and I'm quoting here: "Hey, Brad, I've started to notice that when you struggle with a question on a game, it seems to bring Ashley way more joy than should be appropriate."
Oh, really?
What's up with that? Sometimes I almost feel she's rooting for your failure. I'm like, exactly correct.
Wait, what?
That is, Grant, you have stumbled upon truths that you can't even imagine. Are you going to deny that you take pleasure in my...
I find a little bit of maybe a...
Yes? I'm
not
listening.
Joy. That's a big word for that.
Schadenfreude? Is that the word you want to use?
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Finally, I stumped him. I'm proud of myself more that I found something that you didn't know.
So you are taking pleasure. That's I just wanted to clarify. But thank you, Grant, for noticing.
Put words in my mouth.
Thank you. And thanks for getting in touch, too. That number is 888-922-7234, 888-9-AB-RADIO. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, scientists say they may be closer to an accurate test for a silent killer, ovarian cancer, by using AI to track fragments of tumor-associated DNA in the blood. Dr. Victor Velculesco from the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center said ovarian cancer is an incredibly deadly disease because there aren't any great biomarkers or any kind of screening or early intervention. But this AI blood test, he said, the test results were quite impressive, having a specificity of 99%, meaning that there were almost no women who received a false positive. He said that because of this great news, larger studies are now needed.
Perhaps this can be extrapolated out to other cancers.
And yes.
Like pancreatic cancer,
yes.
Same, no markers really.
Quite the issue.
So let's hope AI could intervene and be a positive influence.
Agreed. So Kellogg's and Crocs are teaming up to introduce a limited time release of footwear featuring Kellogg's Tony the Tiger and Toucan Sam. Each box of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops cereals will now come with an offer for a free Jibbitz charm by mail with every purchase. The new limited edition Crocs will be released sometime in June. What?
And then they're going to have a new slogan. They're ugly.
Oh, they're very comfortable, by the way.
Okay.
In a historic turn of events, NCAA Women's Basketball Championship outperformed men's in ratings for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah.
The 2024 showdown between Iowa and South Carolina captured the attention of 18.9 million viewers, surpassing the men's championship game viewership of 14.8 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Caitlin Clark brought a lot of eyeballs.
She sure did.
And my two cousins, both Purdue grads, went to Phoenix for the championship game.
Nice.
And they did not prevail, unfortunately.
I know. Well, that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is, the 11th day for April 2024. It is day 102. There are 264 days left. In this leap year, we're going to tell you who has birthdays. Right at the very top, she, the ginger-braided star of Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
Mary Hartman.
Louise Lasser is 85 years old. British TV personality Jeremy Clarkson is 64. Jennifer Esposito is 51. Model and actress Alessandra Ambrosio is 43. Kelly Garner is 40. And Joss Stone is 37. It happened on this date in history. In 1865, Abraham Lincoln made his last public speech. Because we'll talk about what happened in the next few days in history. 1868, U.S. Army Commander Ulysses S. Grant was stopped for speeding in his horse-drawn buggy.
Ooh!
He was fined $5.
That was big money.
It sure was. I love this invention, and it should probably come back in some form. In 1882, a patent was issued for the block clock.
What's a block clock?
I
know what this was.
The alarm clock mounted over the bed that at the set time dropped two dozen small wood blocks on the sleeper. That's great. In 1970, this was the date that the Apollo 13 mission launched. And we certainly know all about that from the film of the same name. In 1981, 12 days after he was wounded, In that assassination attempt, President Reagan returned to the White House.
Mm-hmm. And several people permanently damaged Jim Brady.
James Brady, yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. Special events for today. It's Barbershop Quartet Day.
That's, you love Barbershop.
I love Barbershop Quartet.
You sang in one.
I have sung in, well, I sang in a doo-wop group and a pseudo version of a barbershop group.
What's a pseudo version
mean? We sang the song from the Haunted Mansion, where the creep grows creep in the tombstone. That one,
okay.
In somewhat of a barbershop style. Anyway, I love that.
Hello.
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 Very, very nice.
Thank you. It's Pet Day. It's Louie Louie Day. I'm guessing from the
okay.
song. Cheese Fondue Day. 8-Track Tape Day. Man, oh man, that's a throwback.
You got wires and cords here. You got an 8-Track anywhere?
All the things I don't have 8-Track tape.
Really?
I mean, I've got reel-to-reel tape. I've got...
You skipped the one thing?
I know.
Wow.
It's the one thing I'm lacking in my collection. Library Workers Day. Shh, be very quiet. Okay. National Pet Day.
Okay.
Even though it's Pet Day, and I told you twice now. Submarine Day and World Parkinson's Disease Day. If you have a birthday and a special event, tell us when yours is, and we will celebrate. Dial this number and tell us. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. Let's talk about your workplace, because there's the break room that's got the lunches in there that you can't touch. Do not touch this lunch. But by Friday, everything's got to
be thrown away,
cleared out. So
you don't take it.
So there's that. And
yes.
Also, maybe in the break room, maybe nearby, but there's the suggestion box.
Yeah.
That you're encouraged.
Most places have that.
Although I don't think it's an actual box anymore. There's probably an online survey or something.
But don't you think it makes the most sense for an employee to give feedback? I mean, I think that, you know, other customers, I think, of course, should give feedback.
Oh,
but
sure.
I think, isn't that undercover boss show where the CEO of the company goes and works amongst the people?
Haven't they by now figured that out, by
I
the
would
way,
think.
When a camera crew is falling around some guy with a bad haircut? Gee, he couldn't possibly be the CEO of this place, is he?
But that's the thing. You know, the workers really are the people, you know, you and me, we're the ones that are like, hey, we're in this every day.
Yeah.
Who asked
for our opinion?
What about if we had an idea? Because some companies give you back, you know, maybe money or a percentage of something if you do something that works. I know Nestle has a huge program that they started several years ago. And they're like, hey, if you come up with an idea and it makes it to, you know, market.
Yeah.
You get some...
You get a little taste of the action.
You get a little bit. They've got like 20,000 employees. 6,000 have come up with some ideas. And of those, 46 have made it to market.
Okay.
And
wow.
I'm like, you know,
wow.
You and I have some ideas that, you know, maybe we could shed
sure.
light on. And wouldn't it be nice if the higher-ups went, hey, you know what?
Dear it's sirs.
A great idea.
Or madam. So- in charge of this radio station. Have we got a thing or two to say to you? Why am I using a Smith Corona, by the way?
That could be part of our problem.
I think
maybe that's why we're not
issue.
Being heard.
Can we please get a computer in here?
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show. Well, like I said, we've caught on to a theme for the past few days. And I said, let's continue that theme. Yesterday was pandiculation, stretching after waking.
Right.
Eructation, which is just a burp or belch. Nictation was Friday, wicking or blinking. Today's word is deglutition. Deglutition.
Deglutition.
Yeah. Is your word to try and spell, which is a bodily function. That's,
it is?
Yes, it is.
Hmm,
like I said, it's a theme this
okay.
few days.
Uh-huh. Deglutition.
That's what I said.
I don't.
Deglutition.
D-E.
Uh-huh. The noun, by the way.
Well, that's certainly going to help then.
I'm sure it will.
I'll have to change some things
so
around.
So far, so good. D-E.
D-E-G-L-U-T-I-T-I-O-N.
100% correct. That's like two or three in a row you've gotten correct. That's right. Deglutition. It just means the action or process of swallowing.
Oh, I thought that was peristalsis. No, that's...
No, that's the digestion
Yeah, that's
action.
The digestion. Okay.
But, so we've gotten a few of these. So, eructation, lacrimation, nictitation, pendiculation, deglutition. It's a more technical term, but it's actually a newer word than swallow.
Oh.
Deglutition came into English around the 16th century from the French déglutition. Which traces back, meaning swallow down. So there's your new bodily function word for today.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, everybody, for texting into the show. We'll get to a few of these. Quint texted in. I'm not sure if it's a joke or not, but he says, garage sales, I will absolutely not buy another firearm at a garage sale.
What?
Long story involving law enforcement and incarceration.
Uh-oh.
Don't do it, he says. Okay, lesson learned.
Take your word for that one.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Karen, didn't even know you could buy that.
Maybe you're not posta, but maybe just something was done on the DL. Hey, I got a little something special in the back room if you're interested. Karen also said, I play Conjunction Junction for my sixth graders.
Yes!
They tell me that the song is stuck in their heads.
Right. Yep.
You're welcome, kids.
For the next, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, Conjunction Junction. What's your function? Hook it up, words and phrases. So anyway, thanks everybody for getting in touch with our show.
So good.
The number once again, 888-922-7234 with a spot of news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, Nature Made Vitamins has announced a new partnership that will make it the, quote, official vitamin of USA Pickleball, which is one of the biggest growing stores. Here's the thing.
The vitamin of pickleball?
Yeah, wow. you need to be healthy to play pickleball.
I guess so.
And pickle flavor is taking over so many things. Somebody brought it. We got some, like, cashews or something.
Oh, yeah.
They were almonds
delicious.
My jar's gone.
Yeah.
Well, these are going to be pickle-flavored multivitamin gummies. They're same nutritional content as the regular multivitamin gummies, just with pickle flavor. Yeah. They are, if you can find them, available where you buy vitamins, but most places are actually sold out right now. Additionally, Nature Made is offering an exclusive line of pickleball merchandise on their website. Listen, anything to get people out there moving and doing healthy stuff.
I just last night at dinner drank the remains of my jalapeno juice. The jalapenos that I put in my feet. I drank the juice from that. Oh, that was delicious, too.
I love pickle juice. Jalapeno juice?
That was good, too.
Too far. Mm-hmm. So it's spring, and between now and the end of summer, it's road tripping time.
Okay.
According to a new survey, it seems when it comes to travel, 75% of us say we would rather drive than fly.
Well, it's cheaper, and there's less crowds with the lines and the TSA
and all
that stuff.
But then you're on the road with a bunch of other people, so maybe yes, maybe no.
Well.
Only 22% said they'd rather fly. I'm in that group. But road trippers say the best thing, you get to see America or wherever you're driving.
Right, exactly.
Listening to music.
Right. Listening to the Ashley and Brad show.
And enjoying the feeling of driving. So interesting. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
All right.
So Renee Zellweger is making a comeback in a fan favorite role. The Oscar-winning actress will return 23 years after the original Bridget Jones, along with Hugh Grant and Emma Thompson in Mad About the Boy, which features Bridget Jones in her 50s and now widowed, set to premiere on Valentine's Day of 2025. It's going to be released internationally in theaters. And then on Peacock here in the U.S.
Okay.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad radio program. Today's games, all three of them, are audio quizzes.
Ooh.
So
okay.
I'll let you choose A, B, or C, which one you want to hit first.
So let's go backwards.
Okay.
We'll do CBA.
All right. So starting today, we have got guitar riffs for you to try and identify from very popular songs.
So this is going to be like the drum one?
Yeah.
But just guitars?
Yeah. It's recognizable guitar riffs. It's not the intros. It's maybe mid-song.
Okay.
But you know these songs.
All right.
And one bonus synth riff that we'll get to.
Oh.
Anyway, what song is this?
I just saw them perform with Jimmy Kimmel with the Eclipse of the Heart. It was really, really funny. But that's Heart.
That is correct.
Barracuda.
Yes, it is. How about this one?
Is that Boston?
That is not Boston, but it is another geographically named band.
I can hear the high note that he's hitting, too.
You will always remember.
Yeah, I know the song. I know people are screaming at the thing at their speakers because I know.
Oh, see,
hold on.
This is the beauty of the game right here, is the time that it takes for her to think of the name.
And when you do that,
the
then I lose all. I can't hear it anymore.
One more time.
Na 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 na.
Uh huh.
Yeah, no, I know the song. I know it. And no, I just,
we
I
have to know that you know
I can't
it.
Get it out of my head. Well, and then he hits that high note. I need help.
No, I just gave you a big hint.
I know it's that you said it's another city.
Geographically named band. It's not a city, oh, but it's a state. Boston is a city.
Kansas.
Kansas is the band.
I know, and I just saw them in concert.
But what's the name of the song?
Oh, yeah, the name of the song.
Their most famous song.
It is?
Of their catalog.
Over Dust in the Wind?
Well, it's pretty darn popular, yeah. She's singing it to herself, okay? We'll get to the chorus eventually.
I can't. I know it, but I can't. I just can't get there. Just what is it? Just go.
Carry on my wayward son!
Yes, I was so there. Like, gosh. I knew it. I just couldn't. Okay, whatever.
You don't,
whatever.
But you...
I get all
you
the way
say you know it.
But I yet- do. I say, I know the lyric. You heard me just say
fine,
it.
Fine. Here's an easier one. How about this?
It's Hendrix.
Nah.
And it's not Crosstown. It's not Crosstown. It's. Is that Watchtower?
No. That's not Watchtower.
Excuse me. While I kiss the sky.
What's the name of the song?
Isn't that the name of the song?
No.
Okay. But you know I know it. I mean, come on. These are technicalities.
No.
You know I know
this
it.
This is where people are driving off the road.
Yeah, I don't know the name of
in
this.
In road rage right now. How does she not know this song?
I do know the song. I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Jimi Hendrix.
Right. You know, excuse me while I kiss this guy. I don't know the name. I thought that was the name of the song.
No.
Okay.
No.
Whatever.
Purple Haze. Purple Haze.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, but you know I knew it,
no.
So yes.
We don't
yes.
know that you know it.
Yes,
no.
You do.
Finally, here's a synth riff.
That's yeah. Europe.
Oh, okay. And the name of the song.
Final Countdown.
Oh, finally. You finally got you know one song title. Oh, my goodness.
Ashley and Brad.
Time to hit the roadways this summer as everyone's out on a road trip. Although, whew, gasoline prices,
well,
food prices.
All of it.
Oh, and have I got a bone to pick?
I'm sure you
with
do.
The economy.
But here's the thing. A lot of us, in fact, I did a news story that just said 75% of us would rather drive than fly. Now, they're
yes.
not saying if it's, you know, monetarily related, but for me.
Are you kidding? A family of four flying versus driving?
No. I know I'm.
Oh, it's monetarily related. Believe me.
But a lot of people say it's because you can see the beauty of America and
yes,
stuff like
can.
That, as opposed to being in the air
you
where
sure
everything
can.
Looks like little patches, you know, the
uh-huh.
little. And
right.
so I'm like, well, I prefer to fly. If all things being equal,
they
I would.
But they're not all equal.
But if they are.
But they're not. There's a very big difference.
But they said with people driving, you get like dead butt syndrome, which is really a thing. Because you're driving
okay.
and your butt hurts. And that's
no.
one of the things I hate about
I've
going on.
I've never had dead butt syndrome.
You've never had to get out and stretch.
Oh,
and
I mean, sure, but that's
yeah.
not, I mean, it's not enough to make me stop driving.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you are in the minority. No. Triple
come
yes.
on.
Yes.
Your friend Rob, my friend Danny,
yes.
they're both truckers.
And they have to stop and get out of the car. And
that's
they
part of driving.
Right.
What?
Because
so,
we get our butts hurt. It's like,
oh, so you don't get
like
dead butt from flying for 4 or 5 hours? It's
but
not the same?
It's just not.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
Well, I didn't know. Excuse me. I didn't
because,
know you had the kind of money you can fly
because,
everywhere.
No, I don't. But
well,
that's why.
Not, it's not
why
even.
Why do you think I haven't taken trips
that's why
in a while?
No things are equal.
No, because when you're driving,
oh
if your other passengers in the car, you can move around, you can shift. But if you're the driver, uh-huh. you're kind of only in really one position. You really,
yeah.
you can't really.
That's called driving.
Moving
yeah.
around a lot. And they said, you got to stop 15 minutes for every 2 hours. But they said you could do things like acupuncture or massage. It really messes with your tushy. You've
wow.
never been where you've needed to pull over and be like.
Sure. Like a 12-hour drive, which I've done several
hours.
Times. Yeah.
Oh, you'd have to duct tape me to the
get
chair.
Out and,
no way. No way.
The tale of two cities right here. It was
the
best of times. It
was
the
worst
of times.
Wow.
Ashley and Brad.
General observations. We play general trivia here on the Ashley Brad Show,
mm-hmm.
where we report to the general. We fall in, but this is general observations. It seems as though social media is good for two things and two things only. Celebrating birthdays and hashing out political differences. Those are
and recipes. I get recipes those, on there.
Well, I don't know. Political differences, that's the best way to settle.
Well, you know,
things.
It's so funny because...
that's my, what do you think, studio audience? Yeah, that's what I think, too.
This is the G-rated way to say this. Opinions are like belly buttons. We all kind of got one.
I've never heard belly button.
Well, that's why it's G-rated.
Yeah, I've heard that everyone's got thumbs. Everyone's got at least two, and they're both different.
Okay.
So, there's that.
Well, Dr. Michelle Goldman, she's a psychologist, and she said, listen, we're going to have differences of opinions. Social media is probably not the place to put it.
No, it's really good.
She said, here's the thing. Being able to sit down and talk to someone, and that's the problem, I think. We don't want to hear somebody else's perspective. Mm-hmm. We only want to tell them why they're wrong.
Yeah.
And so her suggestion is, listen, if we actually can politely talk about these things, it could really, not that you're going to change your mind, but you're going to appreciate and maybe be a little bit more empathic to why somebody thinks the way they think. There could be some very important things where you go, oh, I never thought of it that way.
I see.
So her suggestion to do it, and it does, it's not just politics, it's anything you disagree with. She said, say things like, you know, my perspective is a little bit different than yours. I want to hear your thoughts, but I also want you to hear my thoughts.
I see.
So being able to actually say, hey, listen, you get to tell me yours.
And then 30 seconds later, it devolves into this. So,
well, hopefully not. Saying things like, I appreciate your perspective.
I see.
But in my opinion, something like that. That's kind. That's polite.
Sure.
Speaking from my personal experience, I believe, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So somebody may have a personal experience with something.
Okay.
So don't you think these are nice ways to be talk about?
See,
this is why I don't want to talk to you about stuff, because that's what I'm going to get is that, sure, that's fine.
They are very polite.
So how do you guys talk to somebody with a different opinion?
We would love to know, how do you hash out those differences politely? 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks, everybody, for chiming in about the parking situation here in America. Couple of people chimed in. Christy says, yeah, I agree. The parking spaces need to be larger.
Yes.
So do the garages. You can barely get two medium-sized cars in.
She's right about that.
And still get out of your vehicle.
And I do remember growing up, our garages, they were bigger.
Well, yeah, and we also had less stuff, probably,
well,
once upon a time.
Probably true, too.
Because I've got a three-car garage, and I can get one in there.
And only barely.
Harold also says, oh, he's got something to say. Good morning, Ashley and Brad. I enjoy your program. One thing you touched on this morning was the big trucks, SUVs.
Yes.
I absolutely hate parking on Main Street in the downtown area to visit local businesses. I drive a small vehicle for economy reasons, and if I park on the Main Street and one of those big vehicles parks beside me, I absolutely cannot see how to back out of the parking space. I have to back out in the middle of the street, take a chance getting hit. So I use the public parking areas. I wish to goodness if people are going to drive those big vehicles, I deleted something, they would be more considerate and park in the parking lots, not on the main street. I have a handicap, but can't park close to where I need to because of the big vehicles parking beside me. So I'll get off his soapbox. Thanks for listening. Harold. So thanks,
Well, thank
Harold.
You, Harold.
Yes.
But listen, I don't mind the big vehicles as long as when you park next to one, you're able to get out of your own car. They need to widen these parking spots.
All right. Well,
I think.
There's everyone's thoughts, and you can do the same at 888-922-7234. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
So scientists say they may be closer to an accurate test for a very silent killer. In fact, the fifth leading cancer death, ovarian cancer. They can use AI. So see, AI is not all bad, to track fragments of tumor-associated DNA in the blood. Dr. Victor Velculesco from the Johns Hopkins Cancer Center says ovarian cancer is an incredibly deadly disease. One of the reasons, because there aren't any great biomarkers for screening and early intervention. Several other cancers are like that as well. But he said the AI blood tests were really impressive because they had a specificity of 99%. That means almost nobody received a false positive from the screening.
Okay.
He says that now larger studies are needed. So that is quite
amazing. You're saying AI is actually being useful for something.
It is. And if you remember, there was somebody years ago, she falsely said it. But she said, you know, being able to test a lot of stuff with blood. And so they're finding there is a a link to that.
Okay.
So a new frozen beverage is available at Burger King. It's called the Frozen Cotton Candy Beverage, available on menus nationwide today. The new drink is light blue in color with flavors of cotton candy, kind of blue raspberry as well. It's only available, though, for a limited time.
Okay.
And NBC has decided not to proceed with a third season of its Quantum Leap reboot. However, NBC has renewed 5 of the 6 Dick Wolf series and a couple of freshman dramas, Found and Irrational. And according to Variety, CBS has renewed FBI, FBI Most Wanted, and FBI International.
Hold on, you said Dick Wolf.
I know.
You got to play that sound effect.
Well, 5 out of his 6 shows probably have that in there somewhere.
Sure they do.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad Show. We have decided to go in reverse order today for these games. You've already played the guitar riff quiz.
Yes.
Now it's time to get into some great literature. We're going to class up the joint and bring you the opening lines of some classic books. Tell me the title of these books is what you have to do.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is this the Cliff's Notes version?
No. 3 of these, I would say, are children's literature. One of them is not.
Children's.
And you can figure these out for yourself.
Once upon a time.
Okay. And Geneva?
Yes?
Our digital assistant, you are going to read these excerpts for us, right?
You got it.
Okay. Hit us with the first one.
All children except one grow up.
Mm. Okay. All children except one grow up. That's a pretty big hint as to the title.
Peter Pan?
Is that Peter Pan?
You are correct.
Yes, that is Peter Pan. Look at you.
Did not know that that was the very first line.
You know Peter Pan more than Purple Haze and Carry On My Wayward Son.
I just couldn't come up with the name of the song.
Okay, let's try the next book intro. Okay.
If you want to find Cherry Tree Lane, all you have to do is ask the policeman at the crossroads.
Oh, okay. If you want to know
Is this a child's book?
Yes. It is. It's been turned into a film a couple of times. Children's literature. One more time, Geneva.
If you want to find Cherry Tree Lane, all you have to do is ask the policeman at the crossroads.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody lived on Cherry Tree Lane?
That's correct. A couple of children.
Chicken Little? Oh, Hansel and Gretel?
No, not Hansel and Gretel.
No way.
No. But a couple of children in need of, is this a good way to say it, Geneva? A nanny?
Exactly.
Okay.
Nanny McPhee?
No.
Mm-mm.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Nope.
Needed it.
Oh, is this Mary Poppins?
That's right, Ashley. Oh.
Yes, Mary Poppins. 2 more.
Where is Papa going with that axe? Said Fern to her mother as they were setting the breakfast table.
Where is Papa? Little House on the Prairie?
Is that Little House?
No way.
No. Where is Papa going with that axe?
Why has Papa got an axe? I'm a little... is this a Dateline NBC episode of some kind?
No. But this is a very seminal book for children learning about life and death.
Old Yeller.
Specifically on a farm.
Charlotte's Web?
Way to go, Ashley.
Yes. Charlotte's Web. And then finally...
Run, Charlotte! He's got an axe!
Wilbur makes delicious bacon, by the way.
Oh, Brad!
Well,
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. And then finally, decidedly, the one that is not children's literature.
Okay.
What's the title of this book?
James Bond, with 2 double bourbons inside him, sat in the final departure lounge of Miami Airport and thought about death.
So a James Bond movie.
Well, it's not a movie. It's a book. This is literature, reminding you.
Oh.
But you have
007.
You have to tell me the title.
I don't think so.
It's not 007.
Is it about... It's a James Bond
book? It is. Ian Fleming, of course, wrote all of these novels that were eventually turned into films.
So the first one?
Is it the first one?
Negative.
No, but it's... One of, certainly.
Well, I don't know the names. Like,
oh, come on. It had a famous song sung by
Dame Shirley Bassey. Oh, which one did she sing?
That was parodied.
Goldfinger.
That's right, Ashley.
Yes, it's Goldfinger. Goldfinger.
Ashley and Brad.
Pondering life, he said here on the Ashley and Brad Show. Could it be beneficial to us all if we were to simplify things? he said, wondering aloud. Because
sit on the porch like your papaw.
You know what? The man, he was on to something.
That was the simple life.
He would work a crossword puzzle every day, sit and stare into the woods, you know.
Okay. Well, I do Wordle every day.
Okay.
And I sit and stare at you in amazement and wonder.
But he did not have social media, and yet he found himself content with life at times.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We overschedule ourselves. We're super busy. We want to stay connected, though.
But we're even less connected than ever.
So it's interesting. Because there was an article on wanting to live the simple life. And I do remember years ago, there was a TV show with Paris Hilton about the simple life. And I mean, they went to places where it was simple, like less than 1,000 people lived in certain towns that they went to.
They had no idea what Walmart was or anything.
What generic food meant.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but having a simple life is really supposed to be helpful.
Yes, it is.
And so experts say there's a few things, you know, that you can do just to simplify things. Travel by yourself to a new place.
Okay.
Just go and just...
Now, how is that simplifying thing?
Because you're not worried about other people, what they're doing, where we're going, what thing we're going to do next. You're there only for you.
Okay.
And so it's just... Well, it quiets your mind.
What's keeping you from doing that now? I mean, I've got a family of four. You're footloose and fancy free.
I know. Well, because it's, you know, I don't have the budget you have.
Oh, neither do I. I got news for you. I don't either.
There are tons and tons and tons of 30-day challenges, whether it's something in regards to, you know, health and exercise or whatever it is.
How is a challenge going to simplify my life, though?
Because it can help you either overcome a bad habit or learn how to do something new. And that's simple. Okay. If you're doing one thing and you're focusing on one thing, it's simple. But it's simple.
All right. Why don't you try planking every day for 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
How's that?
Are you kidding?
Start there.
How about starting with 10 seconds?
Okay. Start 10 seconds then.
Be less available to things that drain your energy. So that's a simple thing.
It's going to be a silent show with just you. So you see what I did there.
I do see what you did there.
Yeah.
And no offense taken, by the way.
Okay.
And finally,
yes.
Identify the hard things in your life, the stuff that you don't want to deal with, and do it. Grow through the discomfort.
Just do it.
Force yourself to walk through that fire.
The only way around it is through it,
as
they say.
That's what they say.
Yes.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, it's Ashley and Brad on the radio here on the 11th day of April. It's not too early to start looking ahead to graduation season because my wife reminded me that there's only... I don't know, 5-6 weeks left in our elementary school students' life. And I'm like, what?
And now they graduate.
What? It was just Christmas break a second ago.
It's gone.
Anyway.
It's in the rearview mirror, baby.
Yeah, for the high school grads and college grads, what is it that you're going to present to them by means of a gift?
All they want is money half the time.
Cash is king.
I saw, you know, like the flower Lays? They make them out of money now.
They sure do.
They make cakes out of money now. I'm like, those are super creative. I love those.
Yeah.
But they said, what are some other really cool graduation present ideas if maybe you decide not to give money? And of course, shopping online, there's a million, you know, between Amazon and Etsy and really cute, creative, personalized gift. AirPod case covers. I know several people that are taking trips, like the second that they graduate for like with their class. And personalized luggage tags. Like, how cute is that? And say, hey, life is full of adventure. Go adventure somewhere.
All right. I'd rather open an envelope filled with Benjamins in order to do that traveling than see a luggage tag.
They said a nice analog watch. Not one that connects to anything. Not one that does. Just a nice watch.
Right. Because we are in the minority on that for sure.
You're the only one. I wear a smartwatch. You wear an actual watch.
An actual analog watch.
But if you're looking for great ideas besides like an Etsy, there's Uncommon Goods. There's Walmart. There's World Market. There's Shutterfly and so many others. So if you decide not to give money, there's just a few things you can do.
Ashley and Brad.
Thank you, Mike H., for getting in touch with our show, 888-922-7234. Mike is an astute listener. He's also trying to get one of those national days done.
Oh, yeah.
On our behalf.
That would be awesome.
It's the Stop Biting Your Nails Day. Here's an update. I was following up with the people, and they explicitly said to stop following up. As there are tens of thousands of other people trying to create holidays for their kids and whatnot. So I hope you're prepared 15 years from now to have a party once our holiday is established.
Because you know other DJs are going to be like, what's yeah, Ashley and Brad doing?
Exactly. He's going to check in with them in another month, though.
Interesting.
So, this is a national day for the people, Mike H. says.
That's right.
So he's trying to establish
here, it. Here.
Exactly. Since he happens to bite his nails. But thanks, Mike H., for doing this. And you can get in touch with us at 888-922-7234. Here is news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, Nature Made Vitamins has announced a new partnership that will make them the, quote, official vitamin of USA Pickleball. And to celebrate, they've introduced a pickle-flavored multivitamin gummy. Now, they have the same nutritional content as just the regular multi-gummies. They just have a pickle flavor.
Okay.
They said they are available wherever you buy vitamins, if you can find them, though. They're like every place is sold out right now. Additionally, Nature Made is offering an exclusive line of pickleball merchandise on their website. But let's get out there and move if you've never tried pickleball. I think it's like the growingest sport right now.
Yeah, it is.
So speaking of sports, in hopes of continuing to improve player safety, the NFL is making moves with their helmets. Six helmet models that used to be acceptable just in the last couple of years are no longer permitted because they don't meet the league's new safety standards. And there will also be more position-specific helmets.
Yeah.
For like quarterbacks and linemen.
Oh,
they'll have
yeah,
several to choose
DB
from.
DB or someone yeah, going across the middle needs a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
So TV veteran Malcolm Jamal Warner is scrubbing in for a guest starring role on 911. The actor will appear in several upcoming episodes of the Ryan Murphy procedural as Amir, a hospital burn unit nurse with ties to Bobby's past. According to Disney, 911 currently stands as ABC's most watched current series across all platforms this season. 911 airs Thursdays on ABC. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time with us, Ashley and Brad, as we've done some audio games here today, this being the third of these audio games. We've done guitar riffs, we've done book intros, now we're going to do actors doing some singing.
Oh.
These are not necessarily from roles that maybe they've been on an interview, a chat show, and they just happen to bust into song.
Okay.
And so you'll have to tell me who these are, and some are recorded songs. But let's start with a fun one. Let's try this one out. Who is this actor singing?
Phenomena. 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 Phenomena, phenomena.
Right there,
I have no idea.
Right there at the end, I was able to go, oh, I know who that is, just by her going no 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 no. Just
let me hear the na 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 bit then
just
again.
The end is enough for me to go, oh, I know who that is.
That was enough for you?
Yes, I could tell who that was.
I totally have no clue.
Oh, stay on or get off. Stay on or get off. Stay on or get off is one of the lines from her films.
Give me another line from her film.
Well, she could be entered into a contest and be voted Miss Congeniality.
Is that Sandra Bullock?
That's Sandra Bullock. And I could tell her.
See, I know she can actually sing. Her parents were opera singers.
I know, but that's her doing the Muppet Show. Okay. Who is this actor singing?
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
Yeah.
Is that William Shatner?
No, but it's in the same line, same vein of the Golden Throats, the album that had some actors singing that were.
He was on that album?
Oh, yeah, he was on that. But this is not William Shatner. They chose not to use this version for the original Top Gun. This, of course, You Lost That Loving Feeling is the song.
That's not Tom Cruise.
That's not Tom Cruise. No, of course not. But he was a famous television detective, sucking on a lollipop.
Kojak.
Who Loves You, Baby? The actor's name is not Kojak, but oh my gosh.
I don't know. You're going to have to give it to me.
I say it every time.
You
you're
do?
Still like, I've done you
know.
Quizzes with Kojak in it 100
okay,
times.
I know. I don't
Telly
know.
Savalas.
Okay.
Telly
all right. Savalas. I would have okay. never gotten that.
Okay.
Come on. Ever.
I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Why all they're saying is, I love you.
Okay,
let me stop you right there.
I'm going to guess this one is because I think you did this the other day, and I was absolutely shocked that that was his vocal octave range.
Okay.
Is that Joe Pesci?
That is Joe Pesci. Okay. I was going to stop you and say that's not Rosemary Clooney.
Okay, which is that's what I guessed the first time.
Exactly. That's Joe Pesci singing. Okay. And he did put out an album or two, as a matter of fact. And then finally, who is this singing?
Shine away. I'll be coming for your lover, okay?
That's, of course, Take On Me.
Right. That was not anybody in Aha. That was must be somebody else.
It sounds probably like from one of the late night shows is where he's singing that as a guest.
Okay.
But comedic actor.
Will Ferrell?
No.
Is that Jim Carrey?
That is Jim Carrey that you got. Oh, see? Okay. There's just enough there.
Just a little bit.
Ashley and Brad.
Oh, TikTok. Let's talk about TikTok here on the Ashley and Brad Show. TikTok is a little bit on the bubble right
it
now.
It is.
But they've got a whole host of reasons.
But they got some good recipes.
Okay. I don't spend a second on I don't even have TikTok on my phone.
I don't, but I have it on the work computer. Yeah, so I see it because I'll get show prep. I'm like, well, I didn't see that because I don't have TikTok.
Anyway, there's food trends on there that are worth trying, you're saying.
This is what experts are saying.
Oh, okay.
No, from like a foodies website. Okay. They said they've tried some of these, and there are some that are really kind of good.
All right.
And there's some like the cupcake sandwich, because this is how I think you eat them, where you cut the bottom off and you turn it into like a sandwich.
I don't, but yeah, I know you can do that. You can do that with donuts,
because you were like, that's brilliant.
Well, perhaps this will get you to eat muffins top and bottom to make a sandwich. Just flip it upside down.
I don't like that part. This I actually need because I'm making some cupcake brownie type things. Uh-huh. They said sprinkle rice in the bottom of each cupcake area.
The tin or the cup?
I guess. Okay. Or maybe because I use the silicone mold. But they said the cupcake will just pop right out. No, and there's no sticking on the bottom. So maybe right on the... No, you wouldn't bake the rice into it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You mix... So don't put the batter on top of the rice.
I'm assuming in a cupcake tin in a cupcake liner.
Right. Or else you're going to be chewing crunchy rice at the bottom of a cupcake.
To store avocados? Because listen, those things can be expensive.
They sure can.
They said use a water storage thing.
What's a water
you
storage?
You submerge them in water, store them unopened and unpitted, and just take them out when you're ready to use them. And it completely stores them much longer. Because mine turned brown in about 14 seconds.
We've got this avocado-infused water that we're serving.
And you guys have an air fryer.
Yes, we do.
And they said air fryer instead of a pan and a spatula to make pancakes. They said they are the perfect pancakes that come out of an air fryer.
What?
Yeah.
It's got air on. It's got holes on the
parchment
bottom.
Paper. Just put it right there on the part. It just bake them up right in a jiffy.
Okay.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you tidbits of information that happens today here on April 11th. This is National Clean Up Your Pantry Day. We've got two pantries. There's the one with the pull-out drawers in the kitchen. And then there's a walk-in a little bit farther from the kitchen that we converted a closet into.
Right.
Because that's...
And are they clean? Are they pretty and spectacular?
One of them is beautiful.
The other,
not so much. And that's the one we need to clean up.
Well, that's the thing. Today's the day. And they said it's a pain because a lot of times you have a little extra something and you just kind of toss it in a bin because you thought you were being organized the first time with bins. And they said it just turns into a giant mess and pile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because we put cleaning supplies in there. We put utensils in there. We put food in there. We're putting all kinds of stuff that's not food in there.
Right.
And so pulling them out shelf by shelf and just going through the expired and whether it's medicine, whatever you put in there. But the term pantry has been around since the Middle Ages when colonists in New England used to store food in their buttery. And then you get the butler's pantry. That's where that came from. And so then we just turned it into pantry. But I know I got to clean mine out too.
Ashley and Brad.